Yes.
Michael Damberg has been driving innovation in the Swedish industry in the last in this government, and he's a champion also for sustainability and environment. We met him yesterday when he was inaugurating the Sweden, the Smart City Sweden platform, which was inaugurated. After Mr. Damberg's speech, we're going to have a silent ceremony, and then we're going to go for lunch. So, but please, Mr. Damberg.
Thank you very much. First of all, ambassadors, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests. I don't think you can imagine, but in a month's time, there will be midsummer in Sweden. The brightest day of the year, up in the north of Sweden, the sun will not set in 50 days' time. That can be hard to imagine looking out the window today, seeing the snowfall and the cold winds. And this is the image of the beautiful Stockholm in the winter time. It's not that far from today, actually. So I hope I can deliver a warm welcome to you all to Stockholm in these chilly days. Especially a warm welcome to our Chinese friends present here today. You've come a long way, and I'm glad to have you here. And I hope that this day will give you new connections, new insights on Sweden, and new business opportunities that can compensate the dull weather of today. Now, enough of the weather. I see great potential of closer cooperation between Chinese and Swedish companies. Let me take one example of how Sweden and China have joined forces with great success. Geely's acquisition of Volvo Car. Actually, if you know, Volvo Cars is the most Swedish brand there is, almost like IKEA. It is almost yellow and blue. And Geely bought Volvo Cars in 2010 and invested persistently in research and development during the following years. The Chinese investment released the innovation potential of the company, and now a range of new award-winning models have been launched. Last year, Volvo Cars sales were all-time high. Thousands of new jobs have been created both in Sweden and in China. I believe the acquisition of Volvo Cars was an important milestone for Chinese investments also in the West. And this is not a coincidence that it happened in Sweden, I think. Because in Sweden, we're more interested in long-term investors than in their nationality. Sweden is more open to Chinese investors compared to many other European and American countries. And from the government, we support these business opportunities with great engagement. For instance, last autumn, myself and the Prime Minister of Sweden, Mr. Stefan Löfven, had the pleasure to thank Geely's founder and chairman, Li Shufu, in person for his long-term commitment in Volvo Cars and the establishment of China Euro Vehicle Technology CEF in Gothenburg. Now, I would like to dedicate my speech to a broader perspective. I would like to talk a little bit about Sweden as an innovation leader in the world and a growth engine of Europe, but also to talk about how we now improve the innovation climate in Sweden and how we would like to offer China to take part in our efforts to tackle great societal challenges of our time through innovation. I think we all know that there are great challenges of the world today. It can be climate change and environmental issues. It can be the digitalization of the world that is transforming our time. It can be the aging populations that actually puts a new pressure on the healthcare system and how we live our lives in the future. I believe that closer cooperation between Swedish and Chinese companies will improve our odds of tackling these challenges successful. Our National Innovation Council, actually run by the Prime Minister himself, has pointed out these three challenges as one of the few very important challenges of our time that we want to address by even closer cooperation and innovation. When we look at the challenges of our days, you might see problems or challenge, but sometimes you can also see business opportunities. Because when the whole world is looking for solutions to these big challenges, they will turn to the countries, the companies that actually provide the solutions of our time. In a historic perspective, this is the way Sweden has been an innovative leader throughout the years and history. Many of the historic societal challenges have been met by research, by government initiative, but also by private companies daring to take these societal challenges on. This is the way many of the export companies you saw on the slide before, the big global players of Sweden, actually became big. They addressed big societal challenges through innovation. I believe that this is time to actually do the same thing again. We have identified Sweden's strongest areas in order to build cooperation around innovation to solve these societal challenges. And we've launched 5 innovation partnership programs. The aim of the programs is to gather key players from enterprises, private agencies, public agencies, academia, to work together to set goals and to set priorities for these programs. The aim is to find new innovative solutions to societal challenges and to produce the next generation products and services the world needs. Also knowing if we succeed, this will create new jobs and new business opportunities for Sweden and in the world. The 5 programs are: the first one is Next Generation Travel and Transport. I think everyone knows that this is one of the big, also climate change challenge of the world. How do we handle the transportation system in a smarter, more digitalized, but also more sustainable way? The second is the Health and Life Sciences, where Sweden has excellent research, but also a historic, very strong industry to tackle both the industry part of life science, but also the healthcare system of Sweden that is kind of unique in a global perspective. The third priority is our circular and bio-based economy. Sweden has set a goal to be one of the first fossil-free welfare systems and nations of the world. This is a very clear goal for the government, and we have excellent resources to transform our economy from a fossil-based economy to a fossil-free economy. And then we need more innovation to make that happen. But I think Sweden has, with its hydropower and energy system, but also with our forests, have excellent resources to actually make this transition happen. The fourth priority is connected industry and new materials. I know that many of these global players that you saw on the slideshow before, the big global export industries of Sweden, are in the forefront of both productivity but also sustainability in a global perspective. Many of these industries are now going through a process looking at new product facilities, the connected industries, but also new materials to move forward. And the fifth priorities, not the least priorities, most perhaps interesting today, is the Smart City Initiative, trying to focus on sustainable and smart cities of the future. Sweden is a relatively small country, as you know, only 10 million people. But we have expertise in these 5 fields where we think that Sweden, together with international partners, can actually help the world to find the solutions that are needed to transform the world that we live in. The Smart City Initiative Innovation Partnership Program addresses the fact that urbanization is a global trend. 70% of the world population will live in cities by the year 2050. It concerns Sweden and China, as well as the rest of the world. Urbanization puts pressure on sustainability, both ecologically but also socially, but urbanization can also be part of the solution to these challenges. I believe that Sweden has a lot to offer when it comes to solutions for a smart and sustainable societies of tomorrow. Actually, when we look at the history of Sweden, it has been a long journey. In the 19th century, Sweden was one of the poorest countries in Europe. A rapid industrialization and urbanization during the 20th century made Sweden prosper. But the development was not sustainable. Heavy air pollution, oil dependency, pesticides use was bad for health and environment. We had to reform our model for economic development. We re-evaluated our environmental policies and urban planning. We imposed strict regulation and endorsed sustainable business models. The policy shift was successful. Sustainable cities have been built in many places in Sweden. Here in Stockholm, Hammarby Sjöstad is perhaps the most famous one, but just one of many examples. A new solution has been introduced to the world market in this field. Innovating water treatment systems, biogas for vehicle fuel, underground waste collection system, and electric buses, just to mention a few. Now it is time to find the solutions of tomorrow. What is the connected society and city of tomorrow with 5G technology? How will smart energy grids work in the future? What is the future transportation system of a smart city? Self-driving cars that are now being tested in Gothenburg. 100 families are now trying out autonomous driving in the city of Gothenburg, just to mention one example. However, this is important for Sweden, but we know Sweden is a small country in the corner of the world, close to the North Pole, and 99.98% of the potential customers of the world lives outside of Sweden. So we know we can test, we can try, we can innovate in Sweden. We want to be a test bed for new solution here because we're good at system solution that actually works and delivers. We have created one of the world's most envious societies, I would say, in the world. One of the most sustainable society, but also one of the job engines, but also the growth engines of Europe. I think we have a lot to offer the world, but we cannot do it alone. We need business partners in the private society, collaboration between Swedish companies and Chinese companies, but we also need a scale-up potential. Because if we really want to challenge societal challenges and face them on, it's not enough to do it with 10 million people in Sweden. We have to do it in a bigger scale. What scale can be bigger and better than China and the potential of a closer cooperation between our two countries? So I know that China also is determined to tackle some of these societal challenges. We know we cannot continue as we've been doing in our world today. We need more of innovative capacity. We need more private companies to take the lead. My hope is that these opportunities will be found here in Sweden between Sweden and Chinese companies. I hope that our innovation partnership programs is also a possibility for you to find ways into the Swedish innovative system, to find and be part of test beds in Sweden, to actually test to see if it works, to learn from this experience, and then to scale up and do it in a bigger scale in China, in the rest of the world. If we succeed, we don't only do the world a great service, I am sure of that we've created new business opportunities for us, we will create growth, new jobs, and a more sustainable future. Thank you very much. Thank you.